ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। वी विल टेक वन ऑफ द कैन यू पुट वी विल टेक टुडे 1312 take 1312 go towards the end of it. So in Srimad Bhagavatam we will briefly take this because it's in continuation to our earlier classes. What happened? Okay. So 1312. So after Krishna explains how the creation in Bhagavatam, after Sut ji has explained how creation has happened, after that about Lord Krishna's incarnations are given in the 1-3, first canto, third chapter. So overall, while there are millions and millions of avatars, but 20 avatars have been clearly identified in Srimad Bhagavatam in this chapter. Plus two more, which is Buddha and Kali, Kali avatar. 22 Kalki avatar. 22 avatars have been given here. So we will take 1312, which starts from the 7th incarnation. So why, I think we have discussed this before, but just to remind us again, how by remembering Krishna one can reach Krishna. This we have discussed couple of times before. So for example, we were discussing earlier that if we say Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola doesn't come. But if I remember Krishna, then he will come. What is the proof for that? So anybody remembers that shloka? Just for sharing with everybody.
The parikrama is the...
Darshan, please repeat. Darshan dhyan.
Darshan dhyan.
Samsparshet.
Samsparshet.
Matsya kurma vihangamah.
Matsya kurma vihangamah.
Swani apatyani pushnanti.
Swani apatyani pushyanti.
Tatha chaham padmaja.
Tatha chaham padmaja.
So darshan dhyan. Darshan means to see matsya kurma vihangamah. Matsya is the fish. When the fish lays eggs, it just sees it and the small fish comes out. So Krishna is telling in Padma Purana to Brahmaji, Padmaja is Brahmaji, that if if the fish can produce an offspring by the mother seeing the egg, why by seeing my deity I cannot come out? Like Lakshmi Narasimha. So by seeing the deities, he can come out, because the proof is that the fish can generate offspring just by seeing. Second is dhyan. Darshan dhyan samsparshet matsya kurma. Kurma is tortoise. So when the tortoise gives its egg, it goes back into the pond and just meditates on the egg. And the small tortoise comes out. This is the proof that by meditating on Lord Krishna, he can appear. If from the egg, tortoise small one can appear from the mother, why can't he appear by meditating on him? So darshan dhyan. Then samsparshet, touching. Matsya kurma vihangama. Vihangama is?
Bird.
So bird, how it hatches? Sitting over by touching. So Krishna is telling Brahmaji, just like the bird touches the egg and the offspring comes out, similarly touching my lotus feet on the deity, I will come out. Matsya kurma vihangama. Swani apatyani pushnanti. Swani means swa. I will. Apatyani pushnanti. This is how I nourish my devotees and they realize me. Swani apatyani pushnanti. Tatha cha aham. Aham means I am realized like this. Padmaja. Hey Brahmaji, this is how I am realized. Therefore, while Bhagavad Gita says, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. Right? Krishna takes appearance in this universe for what purpose?
Establishing
paritranaya sadhunam. Right? And vinashaya cha dushkritam. To kill the demons and to establish dharma and take back the devotees. So actually speaking, killing is not a reason for him. He is saying it. But in reality, what is the big deal in him killing? The one who has created, he can in a second finish it off, right? He doesn't have to come personally. Vinashaya cha dushkritam. He can just, by glancing, he can generate all these universes. By glancing, he can kill that small demon also. What's the big deal? He actually, that's a very secondary reason. First reason is paritranaya sadhunam. That is by remembering me, they will come back to me. That's the purpose of it. Therefore, these incarnations. Millions of incarnations. So that somewhere somebody will think of me and you will come back to me. Just by meditating or seeing my deity in that form. Therefore so many avatars had come, have come, will come. Some of them are, it's millions, but chief ones are listed here. So we will take 1, 3, 12 and then we will briefly see, this is the seventh incarnation, then we will briefly see the first six. But we will focus today, how much time we have? Another 15 minutes. So please repeat, Tataha Saptama.
Tataha Saptama.
Akutya.
Akutya.
Rucher Yagno.
Rucher Yagno.
Abhijayata.
Abhijayata.
Sa Yamadeh.
Sa Yamadeh.
Surganer.
Surganer.
Apath.
Apath.
Swayambhu.
Swayambhu.
Avantaram.
Avantaram.
Tata saptam akutya.
Tata saptam akutya.
Rucher yagno vijayate.
Rucher yagno vijayate.
Sayama adya surganer.
Sayama adya surganer.
Apat swayambho antaram.
Apat swayambho antaram.
Prabhu, translation.
Translation by Sringa Chaitanya Samsila Prabhupada. Jai Sila Prabhupada. The seventh incarnation was
Yagya.
The son of Prajapati Rishi and his wife.
Son of Prajapati Ruchi.
Ruchi. And his wife.
Akuti.
Akuti. He controlled the period during the change of the Swayambhu Manu and was assisted by demigods such as his son Yama. Yama.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
The seventh incarnation was Yagya, the son of Prajapati Ruchi and his wife Akuti. He controlled the period during the change of Swayambhu Manu and was assisted by demigods such as his son Yama. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The administrative posts occupied by the devatas, by demigods for maintaining the regulations of the material world are offered to the highly elevated pious living beings. When there is a scarcity of such pious living beings, the Lord incarnates himself as Brahma, Prajapati, Indra, etc. and takes up the charge. During the period of Swayambhu Manu, the present period is of Vivasvat Manu, there was no suitable living being who could occupy the post of Indra, the king of Indralok, heaven planet. The Lord himself at the time became Indra, assisted by his own sons like Yam and other devatas, demigods. Lord Yagna ruled the administration of the universal affairs. So today briefly what we will see is about the seventh incarnation of Yagya and how this incarnation of Yagya can be in our lives on a day-to-day basis. So I'll try to repeat what I've heard from Srila Prabhupada and His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj. But if I make any mistakes, mine only. So, Swayambhu Manu is son of Brahmaji. And he married, in 4th or 5th canto it comes, he married Shatrupa. From Swayambhu Manu and Shatrupa, there were 5 children, 2 sons and 3 daughters. The 2 sons, first son was Priyavrat. Just check, I noted down somewhere that, just see the name, if I am in my purse, it's there. One paper is there. Priyavrat, and second is Uttanapad. Uttanapad, Priyavrat was the elder one. Just see the name is correct. Give me please. Yes, it's right. So, 2 sons, Priyavrat and Uttanapad. Priyavrat was the elder one and Uttanapad was the younger one. So, when Swayambhu Manu wanted to give his throne to Priyavrat because he was the elder son, he said, sorry dad, I am not interested in this. I am going to the forest and I am going to realize God. I am not interested in ruling this universe. So Swayambhu Manu did not have a choice. So he went to his second son. That is Uttanapad. Uttanapad, if you remember, had 2 wives. One, Suruchi and Suniti. Exactly. So Suruchi had son, who is called Uttama. And Suniti had son, Dhruvmaharaj. Jai. So what happened? He started ruling and then the history tells us that Dhruvmaharaj was insulted. See, insult is actually a very good thing. At that point in time, I also don't like, I must admit that. But in the long run, it is fantastic. 2 things it does. Number 1, introspection. Number 2, it reminds you of Krishna. Because there is nobody on this universe who has not been insulted or will not be insulted. Like it or not. But it reminds. Arey Bhagwan, mere saath aisa to Bhagwan ko yaad kiya. That is the advantage. So, as we know that Uttam was sitting on the lap and then Dhruv Maharaj was insulted and we know the katha, and then Dhruv Maharaj goes and Narad ji comes and then he realizes. And at that point in time, when he is about to go back to the Dhruva Lok, he asks, where is my mother? So at that point in time, he was told that she is actually in the front aeroplane. You are at the back aeroplane. She is reaching first to Golok Vrindavan. You are coming later. So see, this is the power of mother and the devotee, how it happens. So, and Vishnuji had told Dhruva that your mother and son, the son would also be killed. So what happens is that Uttam had also got killed. So finally now nobody to rule the universe. So Swayambhu Manu is back to square one. Because Priyavrat has gone and this side is finished. Then he again calls Priyavrat. He says, Priyavrat, you please come. He says, no dad, I am not interested. I have got better things. I have achieved better things in life. This is peanuts for me. So then he looks towards his 3 daughters. So who are the 3 daughters? First one is Akuti. First daughter. Second daughter is Devahuti. And third daughter is Prasuti. These are the 3. So we know Devahuti and Kardambuni. We know that katha, that is separate. That's not what is referred here. Prasuti is also not given here. Akuti got married to Prajapati Ruchi. So what happened is that Swayambhu Manu approached Prajapati Ruchi. He was, Prajapati means expert in increasing population. That's actually the real meaning. Because Brahmaji had to create the universe, so the Prajapatis were also generated. So Akuti was married to Prajapati Ruchi, and from him the son Yagya was born, personality of Godhead. He is the seventh incarnation. And he also had a daughter, Prajapati Ruchi and Akuti. Her name is Dakshina. So later on, okay, that let's not go to that side. So Yagya is the one who, therefore, at that point in time of Swayambhu Manu, there was no Indra who was qualified, there was no soul in the universe, in the material universe, to qualify to rule as Indra. So Swayambhu Manu made Yagya, who was personality of Godhead himself, as the Indra to manage the universe at that point in time. So this is the background of the seventh incarnation Yagya. Please go to the next one. Now this Yagya, how it can be incarnated in our daily lives? That is what is important for us, so that on a daily basis we can experience Yagya incarnation, Lord Vishnu's incarnation. So please repeat Bhagavad Gita 3.9. I have 5 more minutes, sir. Yagyartha karmano anyatra.
Yagyartha karmano anyatra.
Lokoyam karma bandhanaha.
Lokoyam karma bandhanaha.
Tadartham karma kaunteya.
Tadartham karma kaunteya.
Mukta sangha samachara.
Mukta sangha samachara.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Pramod Prabhu, can you
work
read?
Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise work causes bondage in their material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and that way you will always remain free from bondages.
Work done as sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duty for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage. So how Yagya can be incarnated is given here. Prabhupada has given in one class, Mahavishnu Goswami has given in one class, Rompad Maharaj has given in one class, that Yagyartho karmano anyatra. If Yagyarth, for the sake of Yagya, that is for Vishnu, please do work for the sake of Vishnu, otherwise anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. Otherwise you will be trapped in this world to get the reaction of it. Work is same. Milk product is same, but whether material or spiritual, yagyartho karmano anyatra, do for the sake of whatever work, yat karosi yadas nasi, that is 927 there. Whatever you do it for sake of Lord Vishnu, otherwise lokoyam karma bandhanaha, it will cause bondage. This is how Yagya is incarnated in our daily lives, that if we do all the work for the sake of Lord Vishnu, treating everything received as prasad, whatever has been received is prasad, not just food prasadam. If that is the way it is treated, then no lokoyam karma bandhanaha. Then the reaction of the material thing will not touch, and the three miseries will start reducing also. That is daihik, daivik, bhautik. Because everything is done for Lord Vishnu. So the result, suppose if Pramod Prabhu does very nice work, who will get increment? Right? And if Pramod Prabhu does bad work, who will be criticized? Prabhu is very kind. Pramod Prabhu, right? Similarly, if I do good work, I should do good only to my extent. But if I do some work which I am trying to do good for the sake of Vishnu, who will get the result? He only will get, because I am not doing for myself. And if I am not doing, okay, I should not be doing bad work, but by chance if I am not able to do also, that result also goes to him. We should only do good only. But if the work is done, then he will only take care of the material reaction. We will only get spiritual prasadam. That is how incarnation of Krishna is yagya in our daily lives. That is the incarnation which we have to do. Similarly, the Yat Karosi, the 927, Yat Karosi, Yadasnasi, Yat Jahosi, Dadasi, Yat Tapastasi, Kaunteya, Tat Kurusho Madarpanam. Do everything for me. Because by doing so, Krishna says in 928, that by doing so, you will come to me. So this is how Yajna is to be. Next one, please. Next slide. Now the question comes is, okay, we will be able to finish on time. Now the question comes is, I don't like the work, some work I don't like, why should I do it? This is a very big question. I had this big doubt. Really, I am telling you that I don't want to do this thing, I won't do it. So I will escape from the reaction. This verse everybody must be very clear. In 3.4 Krishna tells Arjun, please repeat, na karmanam anarambhan naishkaramyam purushashnute. Na karmanam, if you don't do work, anarambhan, you don't start only, right? This is what we want to do, right? I don't want to go to office. I'll sit at home. Na karmanam anarambhat, I'm not starting only. Naishkaramyam purushashnute, it will not be free from reaction. Not doing work will also give a negative reaction. Better do. If you don't do work, there is a big problem. So for example, if Vedan says, I am not going to go to school. Okay, he makes it a point, I am not going to go. Who will bear the result? By not doing work, also is a bad karma. That is what. And people say, okay, what is that? Karma, I won't do, so I am becoming free. But if you don't do, he clearly is telling, na karmana manarambhan naishkaramyam purushashnute. Second line, nacha sannyasanad eva siddhim samadhi gachati. If I will take deliberate sannyas, I am not going to get siddhi. See, please read the translation. Not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction. Not by merely abstaining from work. That means if I don't do the work, can one achieve freedom from reaction? I will not be free from reaction. I will get a negative reaction. Second, nor by renunciation, that is nacha sannyasana tevat, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection. So suppose if I say, I am going to go to Himalayas, I am tired, I am sick of it, too much work, I have to slog 12 hours and blah 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 and I will go. So one person was there. He was very much, you know, he was fed up with all the work he was doing. So one day he left everything and he went to Varanasi. And he left a note. I am taking sannyas. So he went. After 2 months, one letter came from Varanasi. I have got a good job here. Because it's not going to leave you. You have to fulfill. You have to complete your quota. Only once it is free, then automatically things will be reduced. You would have seen elevated devotees. They find time for everything. How come? I am not able to find, I am struggling. Because Krishna expands the time. Because they are doing yajyartho karmananyatra. They are doing everything for Krishna only. So then there is no problem, no. Krishna doesn't have a time limit. He himself is time. What you can do. Okay, now the last question is, it's saying not by, I should do work. But what is work? Unfortunately, in school they never tell what is work. What is the meaning of work? So work, Bhagavad Gita tells us, work, that is karma, is of three types. One is karma, which is sakama karma. I will do and I will get a result. I will do and then I will eat the fruit of it. That is sakama karma. That means there is a kamana in that. Second is vikarma. I will kill somebody. That is vikarma. So karma, what, sakam karma, what problem it has? If I want to do something, Krishna will make sure you will get it. It is our experience. I remember for my case, I used to think I should have a job where, you know, I am high flying, this, that and all that. Krishna arranged. Okay, he sent me to Singapore. And I was flying entire East Asia, Vietnam, Taiwan, Indonesia, Malaysia, Dubai, here, all everywhere. You know what happened? I'm not able to sleep on time. I'm not able to eat on time. There is no family time. And I'm just living out of a suitcase. Then I prayed, boss, galti ho gayi. Please forgive me because I cannot do this. And health going down. But others are saying, wow, what a life.
Yeah. International travel.
Yeah, international travel. What's that? Gold card Emirates and this and that. But reality, miserable life. So Krishna tells, please lead your life the way I am telling, as your own self. Don't lead your life as you want. See, people confuse happiness with, I am happy if others, if I think, I am happy if I think that others are thinking that I am happy. 99% people are happy when they think that others are feeling that I am happy. Don't go by that.
Facebook status.
Facebook status.
So-called status.
So,
everybody showing their happy faces on Facebook.
See, when you go to the office, anybody who asks, how are you? Oh, very fine. I'm wondering, yeah, this, I have come to Golok looks like. Everybody is super fine. Oh God. So, sakam karma problem is, sakam karma is not yagyartho karmananyatra. It is not done for Krishna. It is for my own self-gratification. What is the problem with self-gratification? If I like too much of eating meat, I will become tiger. He will say, okay Baba, you like meat, na? Eat only meat. No problem. Sakam karma. What you want, you get. People say, I don't get what I want. Actually, we get only what we want. It's a fact. There could be a time difference.
Yeah.
It may not happen tomorrow. But it will happen because you say, I want, that means seed has been sown. Now Krishna has to arrange. Like father, right? Bhai, mat le. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't drink. No, I want. Okay, karo. Then you fall sick, then father comes. Okay, I'll take you to ashram where you can leave this habit. So that is sakam karma, where the material reaction will come. Second is vikarma. Vikarma is, I will do some work, but I will get a bad result. In the first one, I will get for sense gratification. Second one is, I will do stealing, killing, things like that I will do and I will get a bad result. So, when he says, yagyartho karmana nyatra, he is not saying, do vikarma, go and kill people for me. That was only for Arjun, because the kings at that time were so downfallen that they did not respect women. So they had to be annihilated. Otherwise imagine in Dwapar, if that was the condition and if they continued to rule, what could have happened today? So they had to be finished. That was a different situation. So yagyartho is not to, meaning don't do normal karma, don't do sakam karma, don't do vikarma, do akarma. So work done for Vishnu is actually akarma. What is akarma? I will do a work, but material result I will not get. I will get prasad. So I go to office. If I am doing sakam karms, I am looking for a promotion, okay, I will get. And 1,000 dirhams promotion, 50,000 dirhams work will come. Nothing is free, right? So sakam karma has that problem. Vikarma if I will do, I will be jailed. Krishna is saying, yagyartho, do it for my sake, meaning do that karma which is offered to me. And that karma is to be done in line with the shastras and guru and parampara. That means do that work. That means if we are in family, consider family as Krishna's devotees, as their gift, and serve them because they are Krishna's, parents are Krishna's, clothes are Krishna's, house is flat is Krishna's, everything belongs to him. Like this, if you do service, then there will be no material reaction, there will be only prasad, and therefore the same karma, which is a material karma, gets converted into spiritual karma. That means it won't bind in this world, in this universe, and that is the way to go back to Godhead. This is how we can incarnate Yajna in our lives. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Gaur Premanande. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this.
So,